Time to get our weekly check of scams from the Better Business Bureau. President and CEO Steve Burdus joining us now. Steve, good morning. I can't believe that people would take advantage of this heartbreaking police tragedy to collect money, supposedly in honor of slain officer Ella French. This is disgusting, isn't it?
It is disgusting and disheartening, and they're just, I don't know how they sleep at night, to be honest with you, Bob. But the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police is asking residents to be wary of the GoFundMe scams in honor of the slain officer, Ella French. We've seen some, you know, fake GoFundMe sites set up for her and her family, and unfortunately it was the scammers who were taking advantage of the situation. But it happens all the time, Bob, and this is something that, you know, hopefully your listeners will be in tune with, is that they, you know, these scammers will take advantage of anything in the news. So whatever happens, in, you know, especially a tragedy like this, they will try to capitalize on it because, you know, people want to give and they want to give, but we suggest you give, but give wisely and investigate before you give, because it's pretty easily, you can put together a GoFundMe account and unfortunately take advantage of the situation. So the Fraternal Order of Police is asking you to go to their site directly, and they will help, you know, make sure that you get to the right GoFundMe account that will go directly to the family itself.
Yeah, beware. There apparently are a few of these GoFundMe scams circulating. So if you want to help, there's a legitimate Help a Hero campaign. That's what it's called from the Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago, correct, the Help a Hero campaign. So if you want to find out about that or donate, you go to chicagofop.org, FOP for Fraternal Order of Police, chicagofop.org to donate to the very worthy Help a Hero campaign. Now, what's this about QR codes that we have to be careful about, Steve?
Well, QR codes are getting very popular. As you know, you go into a restaurant, you have to use the QR code to get the menu now, and most restaurants as well. So there are legitimate QR codes out there. Unfortunately, the scammers take advantage of this situation because it's a new popular way of obtaining information. So what happens is the scammers will maybe send you an email or a private message, or you sometimes even get a text where they want you to use this QR code to get this special deal. And when you use a QR code, it's like clicking on a link, the same type of thing. So if you don't know who's sending it to you or why they sent it to you, it's the same thing. We advise, the Better Business Bureau advises you not to click on or go onto those QR codes if you don't know the source where it's coming from. So again, you know, if it's coming from your bank directly or, you know, the restaurant that you're in, it's a little bit differently. But if you're getting an email, a text, a private message saying that they have this great offer for you, or that they can, you know, get a great credit card deal as well, you know, just use this QR code. And actually, the QR code really just opens up a link, which you wouldn't do in a traditional marketplace, you know, online marketplace, because you got to find out who's sending you that link first and the reasons behind it, because the scammers can put hide behind it and use, spam and malware to put on your phone as well, just like your computer, they can do.
Also, we need to talk about what's going on, because the eviction moratorium is coming up. It's ending, and there are some scams connected to this, aren't there?
Exactly. The Biden administration, you know, extended the moratorium to October 3rd, but it doesn't stop the scammers, you know, postponing their tricks. So really, we're seeing Scam Tracker, not only reports here locally, but across the nation through the Better Business Bureau, that these scammers are trying to take advantage of the situation, because there's millions of people that are behind in their rent, as you know. So they will promise them either helping them get loans with no credit check immediately, or some type of government grants that will be offered to them. And usually what happens with the grants is that they send you information, but they want you to get to pay for the fee to get these government grants listings. And obviously there is no government grant listings like that, you know, that the scammer has, and they just steal your money. When they offer you a loan, Bob, they basically are asking for your confidential personal information, your social security number, and things that they can steal their identity with. And some are saying that you need to, you know, increase your credit report in order to get a loan from us. So if you give us $500 or $1,000, we'll tell you how to do it, and we'll increase the your credit report score. So if anybody's promising you any type of free money or easily money that you don't have to do anything to get, or that there's no credit check, that's what sometimes we call the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob.
And have you heard about this? I think I got a message purportedly from Costco, I think it was, saying that, and it used my name and said, your code, and then it had a number, your code printed on your receipt came in first in our iPhone drawing. You win. This is fishy, isn't it?
It is a phishing text, a smishing text coming through a text. I've got received the same one a few days ago, to be quite honest with you. And they just basically send it to everybody, and hopefully they are Costco customers, and they will click on that link. But it's not Costco sending it, unfortunately. It's a similar, Bob, as we talked about a few weeks ago about the Secretary of State. Those fake texts are coming out. It is such a surge of fake texts that are going out right now. If you think it's from Costco or whomever, call them directly. Go to their website directly. Don't follow those texts. It's getting to a point, Bob, where it's getting zero, you know, trust factor in those texts, especially if they guarantee you a prize or if they can fix, you know, update your driver's license and things mm-hmm. of that nature. The government doesn't do that type of stuff, and Costco is not going to send you a text like that.
Yeah, I was thinking about you the other day because I was looking for a rent-a-car company, and I was Googling, and it's really hard to recognize what comes up first, ads and what looks like the website for a rental car company, but it's not. So you have to be really careful and look closely. Steve, to report or check out any suspicious offers or texts or emails, can people just go to your website?
Yes, please go to bbb.org, and we actually want you to report some scams if you do see them. And you also can find businesses you can trust at bbb.org, that if you need anything done in your house or air conditioning or whatever it may be, the Better Business Bureau is a great referral agency.